So, Alan, you third place Copper Basin. How do you feel your overall run went?
Yay! Third place is not too bad. Could be worse, could be better. I thought the dogs did excellent. We had a few little mishaps that probably cost us a little better placing, but I was real happy with the dogs, and I'm sure they will do great in the quest.
So, being more specific, who did you have in lead during the race?
Commando and who does that?
I'm not telling you. Okay, so once again, back to your leaders without as many giggles, please.
Commando and Junior. They were awesome.
Can you just give me a little bit of rundown of... we heard a story from Dan Caduce on the trail about breaking trail. Can you just talk about what that means and how good of a dog you need to have? How deep was the snow and what does breaking trail mean?
Breaking trail. We went over over 4,000 foot mountain. And
are there any trees up there?
There are no trees. It's above tree line. And the wind was blowing 40 miles an hour. So what happened is you get drifts. So the trail breakers were just there hours before.
On snow machines.
On snow machines. And to break it out. However, in those 3 hours, the wind covered the trail completely, where we had to actually get off the sled and look for the trail, as the dogs did. And they don't know which way to go, so it's very difficult. So you got to have a really smart dog and a dog that has a lot of drive.
How deep was the snow compared to like the height of your dogs?
Well, the drifts were 4 feet deep because we would plunge down into one where we could barely see where the snow machine had been, and it would be 1 foot wide and 4 feet deep. So a lot of times we could find the trail that way. So it took a lot more time than we normally would have taken.
So now when this is happening, are you pushing your sled or are you just trying to balance? Or what is the musher doing? The dogs are trying to find the trail, and what's the musher doing?
I'm trying to balance, brake, ski pole, try not to curse, and give the dogs a pep talk. Talk all at the same time. I don't know how you describe that.
So overall, I mean, it was a really incredibly challenging run. How many miles is it from Chistochina to Myers Lake?
68, I believe.
68. And how many of those were, yeah, really you would call challenging, trail breaking, very, very tough miles?
Probably, what would you say, like 50%? 50%? 40%? Of that 68 miles was that way, probably 40%.
All right. Breaking Trail, you were the first dog team over that section. Now, after you rested in Myers Lake, were you once again the first dog team going from Myers Lake to Sourdough?
Well, yes, of course.
So first place is a double-edged sword.
It is.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
You're gambling that the trail is going to be good leaving first. You also, that's some of the positives are you don't have to worry about passing in a really small trail, which it was. But if the trail's bad, then you get to break the trail and the people behind you get to go a little bit faster and they know which way to go. So so I had to do that in the first two runs, which cost me a little bit of time, but the dogs did excellent and proud of them.
Good. So overall, who on your team was probably, you know, like the MVD, the most valuable dog on your team?
Wow.
So, okay, say we'll do a quarterback MVD, so like a leader, but then a team dog enthusiastic MVD. So you have two choices of dogs.
I would have to say Dutch.
Wow. For the whole team?
For the whole team, just because he was always as tight in his tug line, always.
And what position did he run during the race?
Swing, just behind the leaders.
All right. Well, cool. Well, excellent. Thank you so much for your recap.
Oh, you bet. Anytime.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.